Hi, and welcome to the StoryCorps podcast. In this week's episode, Stories of Gratitude. The first comes from Dennis McLaughlin and his mom, Teresa. Dennis was born in 1948 with a birth defect called spina bifida, which meant he was missing vertebrae and unable to use his legs. Teresa raised Dennis as a single mom while working in a paper mill near Portland, Maine.
When you were 1 year old, your grandfather McLaughlin built you a little wheelchair, built it out of wood that he had and wheels from a tricycle, and you got around in that very, very well.
I remember I spent a lot of time in the hospital in Springfield, Massachusetts. And a few years ago, it suddenly dawned on me what an incredibly long trip that was. What did you have to do to come and see me?
Well, we lived so far away that I couldn't go more than once or twice a month, and I didn't have a car, so I had to take the bus. I worked 6 to midnight so that I could be with you all day long, and it was very difficult leaving you, because the minute you'd see me putting on my coat, you'd start to cry, and then I'd hear you crying all the way down the hall. But, I mean, every minute that I spent with you was well worth it.
When I was 14, my legs were amputated. What was that like?
It was like a shock. But one doctor told me, Dennis will roll with the best of them. And you always have. I remember one instance when you and the neighborhood kids were talking about, what are you going to be when you get big? When it got to you, you said, I'm going in the army. And one of your friends said, you dummy, you can't go in the army. You can't march. You said, no, but I can ride in a Jeep. So you always looked at the good side of things.
I'm that way because of the attitude that you had. You know, I think it's just kind of the luck of the draw, what family you're born into. And some people aren't so lucky and some people are very, very fortunate. And I'm one of them.
You've been a wonderful son, and I couldn't ask for any better.
That's Teresa McLaughlin with her son Dennis in Portland, Maine. You can read more of their story in our book called Mom, which is out in paperback just in time for Mother's Day. Next, we're going to hear from our National Teachers Initiative. And Katie Simon, the producer for that project, is here to tell us more.
Hey, Michael. We actually have two stories about teachers who went beyond the classroom to help their kids. Our first goes back almost 10 years. Harley Patrick was entering third grade, and that's where she met Kate Music, her teacher.
I didn't have the best home life. My dad wasn't really in the picture, and mom was doing things that nobody was proud of, like drugs and... One of the most difficult things when I was young was my mom getting locked up. Her not being there was like, what do we do?
One day, you and I came out and we sat down in the hallway and you started talking about something that you had witnessed the night before. And my heart literally was breaking in that hallway. There was nothing more that I wanted to do than to protect you. But I also knew that there were certain boundaries that teachers had to work within. I really tried to figure out a way to help you realize that what you were witnessing was not your fault and that we were there to help you always. And when people reached out to you, you chose to grab onto their hands rather than push away.
Sooner or later, I noticed there's people that care. It's one of the best feelings you could ever have when you're going through rough times at home.
The fact was you had a family outside of the house, and you knew that. And we're still here. And I think you know that we'll always be there for you.
My name is Jose Catalan. I am going to have an interview with my favorite teacher.
My name is Carlos Vizcarra.
I think it started when we went running. I had come here recently.
And after that, of course, you joined the running team and became one of the best runners at school.
I remember you saw me running on a pair of soccer shoes. And you told me, are you running in that? You decided to help me, and you bought me that pair of shoes. I felt like crying because nobody had done such a great thing for me. That's when I started to know that you would always help me.
Probably because I see a lot of me and you.
Well, we went through the same things in life.
Yeah, coming from a family that doesn't have a lot of money, worrying about your parents being taken away by immigration. Remember that one time that you got very emotional in my classroom after school?
Yeah. You are the only teacher who I trust and I feel confident talking to. I always thought of being a teacher, but I didn't know what a good teacher was until I saw the way you taught.
I would love to mentor you when you start teaching. And I think that you're going to make a great teacher. And I definitely look forward to a long friendship with you.
For me, it's pretty amazing the way you are, not only as a teacher, but as a person too.
That was Jose Catalan with Carlos Vizcarra in L.A. Jose is now studying to become a teacher. The first conversation you heard was from Harley Patrick and Kate Musick in Hampton, Virginia.
Thanks, Katie. If you want to learn more about our Teachers Initiative or just listen to more stories, visit our website, storycorps.org. For the StoryCorps podcast, I'm Michael Garofalo.
And I'm Katie Simon.
Thanks for listening.
All StoryCorps interviews are archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress, and you can hear StoryCorps each Friday on NPR's Morning Edition. Major support for StoryCorps comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and donations from listeners like you. Help keep us going. Donate now at StoryCorps.org.